Like I said, Coach, he'd always tell me, you belong here, you belong here. So I had that in my head. Every play I went out there, I had, you belong in this league. So I basically grinded it out and waited to hear the results.
What was the lack of a phone call like? Were you like 4 or 5 being like, wait, my phone really rang?
Yeah, I was waiting on that call, like, come on, something going on. But sometimes no news is good news too, right? So I was basically just waiting. It took a minute, but once that call finally came, it was like.
Well, did anyone tell you that typically, like, if you don't get a call, that's a good thing?
No, I had.
So you had no idea.
I had no idea.
Have you been doing numbers in your own head of if they keep this, if they keep that, if, like, you've been playing scenarios in your own head?
I tried to play the scenarios, but then when the number game came around, it made me even more nervous. So I was like, I'm going to just leave that alone and keep practicing hard and wait to see how it goes.
So now that you're here, can you put into words what it means to make the roster?
I mean, it means absolutely everything to me. It's childhood dream. Coming in as a free agent, you know, the odds against me from the start. Basically having that last chance to show what I got. So it means the world to me.
Through training camp, did one of the players help you out more than other, or were they all?
Well, here we have a great group of veterans. So basically I was getting help from here, there, different positions. So everybody pretty much wrapped their arms around me and helped me out.
You played on the outside a lot through the research camp. I think you were in the nickel for that last game. Do you feel comfortable in both roles, or are you still kind of growing more in one?
I'm still kind of filling out the nickel position, but I think I can grow into a great player at the nickel position.
Did you do a lot of that in college, or no?
No, sir.
I read where in high school you weren't super highly recruited. You weren't a 5-star. Is that true, or?
No, I wasn't.
So what was it like even going through that stage?
I mean, it was basically the same here. Right. Me knowing in my head that I'm good enough and basically just grinding it out to get what I want.
What is Sunday going to be like, though, when you wake up and realize, you know, you have a chance to play? I can see the smile on your face.
I mean, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. Waking up Sunday morning, all I could do is just thank God for the position that I'm in now and going out trying to put together a good game.
Did you grow up a fan of a certain NFL team, and have you ever been to an NFL game?
No, growing up, I never been to an NFL game, and I did not have a favorite team.
What's even this like? I mean, maybe through training camp or whatever, maybe somebody would stop and one guy would talk to you this time, and suddenly you got everybody running to the cameras on. What's it like?
It's like what I've been waiting for, basically. What I've been waiting for. I'm like, a couple days I came in through camp, I'm sitting here watching everybody else do their interviews, just kind of laying back and see how everything goes. And now it's like everybody here now. So it's like the moment I've been waiting for.
Did you go through the combine process, or what? Were you invited to the combine?
No, sir, I wasn't.
What was that process? I mean, you really had to fight through the back door almost.
Yes, it was a struggle for me. I mean, I was a little disappointed in not making the combine, but after that, Coach always tell me, just keep your head down and keep pushing. And so basically, I just kept training hard for the pro day.